Hello there, ye lords of wit, who on the district council sit. Lift up your heads, you future mayors, all burdened now with state affairs, and list to what I have to tell about the folk who round you dwell, the folk who weave and farm and spin, and help to bring the dollars in. The Greenfield men, they're more than good, they fetch the coal and chop the wood, and every morn, 'tis good to see, they take the wife a cup of tea. They're off to work to earn their bread, each with an halo round his head. They're all out trained and looked to please, they are the Lord's anointed these. As Little Russia at Delphi's known, with an iron curtain of its own, and there behind it tribes all meet, while joysticks burn and tom-toms beat. And by the campfire's lurid light, strange things are done at dark a night. What they are, they will not tell, Curtin keeps its secret well. The folk of lonely Denshire Vale no longer gnash the teeth of will, for now at last they've getting their wish, the shop that sells them chips and fish, with lovely fritters golden brown, and somewhat nice to wash them down. Such roaring times they never knew, since Dobty made his curd on his stew. Dobcrossers think the village grand, and all the members of the band, and every child aged over three is learned to play the double B. And bandman practice for Bellevue, be playing up the nick of brew. And Delphers laugh and shout, what oh, this is the land of puff and blow. In Diggle Dark, a place way back, that lies far off the beaten track. The passing years do nothing mean, they think Victoria still is queen. Where man knows naught but toil and sleep, and mingles with the mountain sheep. And though they think, twixt earth and sky, is red phantom dust goes flashing by. In Upper Mill they're quite refined, of lofted brow and cultured mind, without disgust in cooing pub, by members of the music club. They prove quite clever in their chats, by sometimes talking through the rats. They cover all from Flint's to Brooks, but not as much as St. John's Brooks. Grass cross the mecca of success, well in the folk of good address, and though they're not of royal line, some think they cut it pretty fine. 'Tis there they dwell, those lords of all, the great elect, the Oxford drawl, though sometimes you can detect just a touch a dialect. So put this away in your archives, a simple record of it, that those who come in future years will know of all their hopes and fears. And as they read it line by line, of how we lived in 49, the wondering reader will say, how I miss those good old days. H.P. Whitehead.